The WBOB studios are sponsored by the St. John's Vein Center, a nationally accredited vein center. Dr. James St. George has more than 20 years' experience as a board-certified specialist. Four locations in Jacksonville. St. John's Vein Center. America First with Sebastian Gorka brings an insider's view on politics. Hear about D.C. politics from those in D.C. Sebastian Gorka, weekdays, 2 till 5 p.m. on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1. News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Morning, I'm Adam Bortman. More than 1,400 people in Florida have now contracted coronavirus. There have been 50 cases in Duval County, including 3 deaths, 24 cases from St. John's County, including 1 death, and Clay County has had 10 cases, including 2 deaths. Mayor Lenny Curry's work-from-home mandate to Jacksonville businesses went into effect yesterday, and shortly after it did, the mayor said that those who violate it could have their power and water cut off, maybe even the buildings themselves torn down. As for those places for which working remotely is not possible, he says employers have to keep their people 6 feet away from each other. Well over 200,000 Floridians filed for unemployment last week, and Governor DeSantis reports that this week's been no different. Between Monday and yesterday, upwards of 40,000 claims were filed. If you were scheduled for jury duty between now and the middle of April, jury trials have been suspended through then. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Good morning. We'll see a mix of sunshine and clouds today and a 1 in 5 chance of rain. 89 degrees will be the high. This evening, partly cloudy. Overnight, the low should drop to about 66. Right now, it is 71 degrees. And here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. President Trump says he wants to get America back to work by Easter Sunday. White House economic advisors say the new stimulus package has now increased roughly to around $6 trillion. And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is being criticized for not moving quickly enough to stop the spread of the coronavirus in Florida.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
A lot of information to get to, a lot of closing, some people hiring. We're going to get to all of this coming up next. Three fastest hours anywhere to Morning Talk Radio. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio. That's right, right here, all the way to 9, Talk Radio, WBOB. Let's get on with the news. Good to have everybody here again. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, the president sending messages. He wants to get the country back to work.
Be using data to recommend new protocols to allow local economies to cautiously resume their activity at the appropriate time. We also have a large team working on what the next steps will be once the medical community gives a region the okay, meaning the okay to get going, to get back. Let's go to work.
Let's get back. Let's go to work. Being interviewed this week by Bill Hemmer from Bill Hemmer Reports. By the way, it's not now 2 weeks. It's now going into 3 weeks that the president says he wants to reopen up the economy, but I guess sooner is better late than never. He says he wants to get everything back up by Easter Sunday.
You said that we would, I'm paraphrasing now, you would like to be back to normal by Easter Sunday.
Yes.
Okay. Is that true? Is that possible? Or is that false?
I think it's possible. Why isn't it? I mean, we've never closed the country before, and we've had some pretty bad flus, and we've had some pretty bad viruses, and I think it's absolutely possible. Now, people are going to have to practice all of the social distancing and don't shake hands and wash your hands and all of the things that we're doing now, but we have to get our country back to work. Our country wants to be back at work.
Yeah, now you're talking. He says you can't. Nobody can hold me down. Uh-oh, that's what the president says. He says we could get into a recession, even a Great Depression. You can't hold back the country when it comes to jobs.
Country into a massive recession or depression. You're going to have all sorts of things happen. You're going to have instability. You can't just come in and say, let's close up the United States of America, the the most successful country in the world by far.
You can't do it. He says you just can't do it. But Democrats are furious, fuming over the resistance to using economic freeze to fight the coronavirus. Top Democrats are going after the president because he's suggesting that he'd like to reopen the U.S. economy out there to get people back to work. Oh, yeah. Joe Biden jumped in on it, was asked, what do you think about getting the country back to business by Easter?
President Trump said today he would like to reopen the country by Easter. What's your response?
He should stop talking and start to listen to the medical experts. You talk about having an economic crisis. You want an economic crisis? Watch this spike. Watch the number of dead go up. Watch the number of people who, in fact, connect with this virus. When are you going to be able to open the economy? Look, we all want the economy to open as rapidly as possible. The way to do that is let's take care of the medical side of this immediately.
That's a challenging question. You tell me what would hurt the economy more.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want any deaths. Let's say 100,000 deaths in the U.S. or 8 million people laid off. You do the math. Tell me what's going to hurt the economy worse.
Well, I think there's a middle ground, and a lot of people are practicing right now, working from home, telecommuting.
They're not practicing. They were forced to do it, but they already were doing it before they were told to do it.
Right. Many were. Many were not.
So, but here's my question. Based on the law of large numbers, folks, put on your math hat. We don't want any deaths. What has the most devastating effect on the economy? Let's say 200,000 deaths or 8 million people laid off. You tell me.
Yeah, well...
I'm just saying, you look at the math.
Yeah.
Okay? Guess what? It's a conspiracy. You guys ready for this? You know, I love pulling up these clips somehow. The Democrats' new conspiracy. Trump, what is the rush of reopening the economy? You know why, Roger? So he can go out and make a boatload of money. Listen to the conspiracy crowd on The View. Sonny hosted. See if you buy this one.
Every single health expert is advising this president to continue to tell people to stay at home. For him to just sort of, you know, flout that in, that advice tells me that there is something in it for him. And it tells me that there's something economic in it for him. When you look at Trump's personal businesses, you know that he is losing almost $500,000 a day because 6 out of his 7 hotels are losing money. The president should be more concerned about the lives of Americans rather than lining his own pockets. Well, and I think that's what...
All right. In English, what they're saying is we do not want the economy to get back to work because it will ensure a re-election for President Trump. Come on, folks. I can decipher or decode what the Democrats are saying. By the way, can I throw one out there at you? We are blamed for not having the best health care in this country. We are told by Democrats that the U.S. needs to be more like Europe, right?
Yeah, or Cuba.
Cuba. Interesting out there. Well, according to a new study by Johns Hopkins University, the U.S. was ranked as the best prepared country in the world to handle a pandemic. This was done by the Nuclear Threat Initiative, Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, the Global Health Security Index, the Washington Post reported that more than 100 researchers spent a year in collecting evidence and found that the United States was the best prepared country in the world to handle a pandemic.
Now, how are you going to say that's not, the left's not going to say that was because of Obamacare?
Yeah, true. Yeah, that's why not use that one?
Yeah.
According to Bill McGurk from the Wall Street Journal, he says the real thing to be looking at when it comes to the economy, because the main problem is when do we reopen for business and how do we do it?
The biggest problem is we're doing this in the midst of the unknown. For example, it may have been reasonable to shut everything down, tell people to shelter in place. But what we don't have, at least I don't see, and I think what's frustrating Americans is, what is the criteria for reopening? We don't know what we're looking for. And because of that, we don't have a good way of measuring risk. Many of the models for how many people this has affected, even among the experts, really differ. So it gives us a very difficult way to assess those risks.
Yeah, guys, this isn't like when the war is over and you see those old posters from World War II. People are out there kissing a girl, hugging just your stranger friend out there. But this isn't like that, folks. You just can't shut it off and turn it immediately back on. Some of you, I just kind of want to paint that picture there when it comes to some of this. The how many trillions we heard over the last couple of weeks? It was 2.3 stimulus package. Now the Senate and the White House have come to a 2 trillion. That hasn't even gone even further with the House yet.
Okay.
So now we're talking 3. What about 4? What about 5 trillion? No. Now, according to the White House economist Larry Kudlow, it is the biggest economic package in U.S. history. Guess where the cost is at now? $6 trillion.
The total package here comes to roughly $6 trillion, $2 trillion direct assistance, roughly $4 trillion in Federal Reserve lending power. Again, It'll be the largest Main Street financial package in the history of the United States. Liquidity and cash for families, small business, individuals, unemployed, to keep this thing going. We're heading for a rough period, but it's only going to be weeks, we think. Weeks, months, not going to be years, that's for sure.
Well, is it going to be weeks or months? I think it's going to be some months.
And hopefully pave the way.
I guess week U-turns into months, right? I guess so.
Yeah, they do.
For continued economic recovery.
So the bottom line, it's $6 trillion. Do you know what the, folks, like, listen, I'm not saying it's the brag. Roger is the one who is Nostradamus on this show. But let me allow the jump in, Roger, take a little bit of some of your glory here. As Roger and I are both prophets here. You know, if the economy comes back, you know how it'll be explained by the Dems. Oh, it was a bailout for Wall Street. That's what's going to happen, like the tax cuts were.
Right.
By the way, Kudlow, I keep asking, because to me, in order to turn some of these economic things around, you've got to have a payroll tax holiday. He says it's still on the table.
The president is still very keen, so am I, on the payroll tax holiday out to the end of the year. That is a subject of discussion. The payroll tax holiday is a very powerful weapon. It allows businesses and workers to keep more of what they earn. It's a middle-class, small business aim. It's really targeted more there than anything else, and it'll provide a lot of cash flow and liquidity.
Ah, kind of interesting. Here's a question for some of you out there. If you had an idea or an opinion that you would believe that would turn the economy around, turn small businesses around, what would it be? Payroll tax cut or injecting a lot of money to the economy right away and then dealing with how the government may collect it later down the road, but injecting more money, liquidity in the bond market, and also like a quantitative easing out there. But not all conservatives are on board. Former Reagan economist Art Laffer says, we've seen the government create great recessions and great depressions. Kind of just slow down a little bit here.
In 2008, 2009, the reason we had the Great Recession was because of what government did, not because of the precipitous event that caused the first decline. It was the longest, deepest recession we've had, except for the Great Depression, which was also caused by huge increases in taxes and government intervention in the marketplace. It's not a time for a group of people in Washington to get together and throw out ideas and then get a panic going in the room and then do something that's going to cause a problem.
So he says kind of slow down a little bit. We're going to give you the top states that have the coronavirus. 20 now have died in the state of Florida, but look at the numbers there. Have they slowed up? Have they doubled every day? No, they have not. But we're told that the worst is yet to come. So we will focus on that. Florida unemployment numbers skyrocketing. We'll have all of the latest stories coming up next as we continue to move things forward very quickly right here. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. 904-831-0600, 904-831-0600, your view, $6 trillion now, folks. Do you agree with this? Yes or no? What would be the middle ground? Number two, if you had an opinion, a fact, a choice, a view, do we need more government stimulus to turn the economy around? Is it a little bit of Keynesian economics where you have stimulus plus government spending? Or should we inject a lot of government spending at first and then see what turns around? What would your view be in order to turn things around? Always enjoy hearing from you. Morning Show, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Arlington Expressway westbound, right before the Matthews Bridge, there's some slow traffic. Add an extra 3 minutes. That's Arlington Expressway westbound, right before the Matthews Bridge. And if you see anything or hear any good news that's happening, give us a call, 901-SAFE.
There will be a mix of sunshine and clouds today with a slight chance of rain. 89 degrees the high. This evening, partly cloudy with a low of 66. Right now, 71 degrees.
America's Everglades. There's no other place like it in the world. But we need your help to restore and protect it for future generations. So your kids, your grandkids, even your great-grandkids can experience and enjoy this national treasure. To learn more, visit EvergladesFoundation.org. That's EvergladesFoundation.org.
Tired of COVID-19? Social distancing got you down? Hangar Bay Cafe has the solution. Hangar Bay Cafe at 2294 Mayport Road is accepting online orders at hangarbaycafe.com for pickup or DoorDash delivery. Or call for pickup or curbside service 247-3301. 247-3301. Fried chicken Southern Living says is the best in Florida, along with ramen, seafood, and more. Hangarbaycafe.com for pickup or delivery or 247-3301 for pickup or curbside service.
I'm Sebastian Gorka, and this is what you missed on America First. Nancy Pelosi's statement on the appointment of Richard Grenell as acting director of national intelligence. Two pathetic little paragraphs where she attacks his qualifications. So, Nancy, here's a message for you. You may have seen it before. Remember that, Nancy? That's what America thinks of your statement. Goodbye.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekdays 3 till 5 on WBOB. Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. White House economic advisors say the new stimulus package has now increased roughly to around $6 trillion. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is being criticized for not moving quickly enough to stop the spread of the coronavirus in Florida. And Florida's unemployment claims are increasing.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com, AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
18 minutes after 6 a.m. By the way, we just played that clip, Chris from Hangar Bay. And I, you ever hear these commercials? My friends are good, but Chris is a friend of the show. Let me tell you something. Me and some friends have been over there constantly to Hangar Bay, and it is the bomb. Just trust me on this. And he brought some stuff in here about a few months ago.
Right.
And it was like mashed potatoes. No, it was macaroni and cheese mixed in like a chicken breaded. OMG. Oh, my goodness. It was the bomb. It was great. So, Hangar Bay is,
doing great curbside service and deliveries right now.
Curbside doesn't mean you just go up and get some food.
You basically pick it up and take it home. Yeah.
Hey, guys, let me ask you a question. Email me at WBOB.com. Why don't we all go hang out one? Well, wait a second. Wow, man. Lenny Curry will turn off my water then. I was going to say, why don't we all go hang out at Hangar Bay? But if I get anybody more than 50. Man, would they let me curbside service? Does that mean I can sit out in the back of my truck and eat, or are they going to tell me I can't do that?
As long as you're 6 feet away from someone else, I would imagine you'd be able to do that.
Interesting. Man, I better not do that. Yeah. No, I was just going to say, some people kind of need an outlet. They got nowhere else to go.
Right.
So anyway, 904-831-0600. 904-831-0600.
Might not be the first generation that fixes wealth disparity and income inequality and universal health care and poverty and homelessness and racial economic inequality and crushing college debt and underfunded public.
Oh my gosh. This is NBC's business reporter, Ali Velshi. The Christmas wish list that the Democrats need to put in their package to address income inequality. Since if we're going to address it, why not be a great time if we're going to dole out trillions into the American economy?
Schools and underpaid teachers and the nurses who may save your life in the coming weeks. By the way, how about the climate?
Let's just continue to go. The reason why I set that up, Nancy Pelosi's wish list of everything in a Democratic bill. By the way, here we go. Republican Senator Tom Cotton gives a little bit of a breakdown of the waste that's in this Democratic Christmas wish list.
Let's just go through what is a priority for Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats. The Democrats want to impose quotas for race and sex on corporate boards. Early voting mandated in every single state. The same kind of early voting that almost doomed the Democrats' favorite presidential candidate, Joe Biden. Oh, combine that with same-day registration. Airline carbon emission offsets. Every airline that benefits from these programs, which is probably going to be all of them, has to go carbon neutral by 2025. I wonder if that'll apply, by the way, to the private planes that Nancy Pelosi and her family...
Hey, before I get to the carbon emissions, just for a lot of you left out there, or even some of you Republicans, can you tell me what this has to do with coronavirus relief?
Absolutely nothing.
And you know what caught me? Voter registration. There's nothing preventing people from registering for voters. Have you noticed they want to do same-day voter registration? I find one day we're going to do a story on this. Why should you be? In other words, can you register the same day? Register right there and vote.
And vote.
Should that? I am not for that. That is a lot of fraud.
You're opening the door for huge election fraud.
But I just wanted to ask that. Yeah. Well, Dana Bash from CNN was asking Speaker Pelosi, hey, listen, all these gas emissions inserted in a bill, is this really coronavirus related?
Saying that what you in the House have been asking for are, you know, things on your wish list. For example, they say that you asked for imposing new emission standards and carbon offsets on airlines, which is something that is in the Democratic wheelhouse. It's something that you would want in a perfect world, but not appropriate today. What's your response?
Well, I do think that there is a whole concern in our country that if we're giving tens of billions of dollars to the airlines, that we could at least have a shared value about what happens to the environment.
Ah, the shared value, what may happens to the environment. By the way, all of these things that you just heard talked about, she says all of these are COVID-19 related.
That list goes on and on. Our appropriations that we've come to most of the agreement on are very positive that are in the legislation. I want us to be able to go forward, not as, you know, it's not a bill I would have written in terms of some things that relate to family medical leave, that relate to worker protections, that ruling on worker protections. But that can be done administratively. We can find other ways. Not enough money for elections, et cetera, at this time. All of everything we're suggesting just relates to COVID-19.
Folks,
including carbon neutral airlines.
Yeah. How does, I mean, seriously, guys, educate me. Where am I off of this? How is bumping up areas of more funding for re-election bids out there and campaigns, how is this going to turn around and generate more money for the economy? I know, where am I missing it?
No one honest believes what she said is true. Nobody. She doesn't even believe it, I don't think.
I think you're right. By the way, you guys ready for this? According to a new, this is a Harris poll released this week, 62% of adults, 2,000 adults, March 21st to March 22nd, have said the government has not provided nearly enough amount of economic relief so far to taxpayers, all right? Another overwhelmingly of the majority of those believe that the proposals championed by Trump and outlined the Democrat, they like what Trump's proposing, but they're not happy with lawmakers' response. They say they're not doing it overall. A week earlier, ready for this, Roger?
Mm-hmm.
It was 9 points lower. So which means people are getting ticked off. They're following this,
right,
is what's happening. You ready for this? 38% said the federal government's response has been sufficient. You know, you ever notice this? I always keep asking this. You ever notice nobody likes your congressman, but don't touch mine. So 80% don't like Congress. It's not the 80%, that don't like. It's the 20% that like them. Those are the ones I always want to interview.
Exactly.
What do you like about Congress? 24 minutes after 6 a.m. Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Since there's really not a lot going on with traffic right now, Elizabeth called to share some good news.
I thought some good news would be, I actually am the vice president of marketing and product for Girl Scouts of Gateway Council, and I'm actually hiring 3 people. Everything from a director to coordinators.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Reach out to Girl Scouts of Gateway Council. And if you see anything or hear any good news that's happening, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Sunshine and clouds mixed today with a high of 89 degrees. This evening, partly cloudy with a low of 66. Currently, it's 71 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Are you experiencing leg pain, swelling, cramping, or restless legs? Dr. James St. George can help you by improving your vein circulation. Did you know that most insurance covers vein treatment? Dr. St. George can help you stop living with the pain of varicose veins. Dr. St. George is North Florida's vein doctor and has 25 years as a board-certified vein specialist. Set up your free ultrasound vein screening at stjohnsvein.com. That's stjohnsvein.com. Change your legs, change your life with Dr. St. George and the St. John's Vein Center.
Voger's Shoes, the answer for hurting feet. Since March is National Get Outdoors Month, why not start off spring on the right foot with a new pair of walking or running shoes from Voger's Shoes on Park Street here in Jacksonville? To make room for Voger's new spring arrivals, they are clearing out their previous season shoes at discounted prices, which includes brands like Dansko, NAOC, Vionic, and Earth Shoes. Plus, you can also save 25% off your entire purchase by simply mentioning this radio ad. Some restrictions apply. For over 60 years, Boger Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. And with four board-certified podiatrists on staff, Boger's professionals can provide relief for most any type of foot problems. The Boger family would also like to congratulate Dennis Mansell on his recent retirement after logging almost 22 years of service with Boger Shoes. Stop by 1014 Park Street in Five Points and experience the Boger Shoes difference. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
So this morning I sent a letter to Governor DeSantis asking him to put a stay-at-home order for the entire state, just like what you were saying, to not conduct try to control this pandemic.
The audio, everybody's doing these interviews by Skype. That's the Democrats. We've got more of these clips coming up next. They're blaming Governor Ron DeSantis for not moving quick enough. The shutdown beaches and Florida's lagging behind. The Miami Herald, the Tampa Bay Times have literally, using profane language, throwing him under the bus for not doing enough out there. So we're going to have all of these clips continue to come up next. And by the way, if you're flying in from New Jersey, New York, and other areas, you're going to be quarantined 14 days straight.
Yeah.
According to the Attorney General Ashley Moody out there. And so 904-831-0600, 904-831-0600. By the way, guess what also? You guys will love this one. Remember yesterday? Guess what also is in this Democrat Corona relief bill? Remember the Obama iPhones?
Yeah. Obama.
You got Obama phone?
Yes, everybody in Cleveland, low minority, got Obama phone. Keep Obama in president, you know? He gave us a phone.
He gave you a phone?
Do more.
How did he give you a phone?
You sign up. If you on full stamps, you on Social Security, you got low income, you disability.
Hey, I have a question. Okay, what's wrong with Romney again?
Romney, he sucks. Hey!
I gotta have a little humor.
I guess you may need a phone if you're gonna order Uber Eats or Grubhub. So
they already have a phone. Now Roger supports spending more government money to ensure that they have a cell phone.
I'm being facetious.
I'm joking with you, man. Yeah, we're laughing during
the thing. They have one already, so they have a bat phone. This is for my Grubhub, and this
they
is
have
for
a
other.
Bat phone. That means they got an extra phone over exactly. there for the guy. Hey, Roger, you know what? Uh-huh. What? Hey, can I be?
Many people do have two cell phones.
Hold on, can I be lib for a second, yeah. Folks? For those out there that need help, why not have the government subsidize the phone in times of an emergency and they may need some food? Can that not be a valid argument?
I would say let's suspend the luxury tax on cell phones because it's not a luxury. Everybody's got one these days.
Interesting. 904-831-0600. More coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Topia. With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Senate leaders from both parties in the White House have reached agreement on a $2 trillion coronavirus relief bill. Among other things, the measure would provide direct payments to individuals and families. Also contains help for businesses, large and small, and that includes assistance for hard-hit airlines and hospitals. The Senate reconvenes later today to debate the bill, which will also have to clear the House before it lands on President Trump's desk. Treasury Secretary Mnuchin says the president likes the bill and is ready to sign the measure. Meanwhile, the White House designated the New York City area as a high-risk zone for coronavirus infections. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are higher. Right now, Dow futures up 366 points, NASDAQ futures 64 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. A man was arrested in Jacksonville yesterday, charged with murdering another man in Stark last summer.
Antonio Butler allegedly shot Franklin Williams to death back in August. Well, right now, businesses in Jacksonville that don't comply with Mayor Lenny Curry's order to have all employees who can work from home do so can be fined and cited by the fire marshal. But if they won't comply after those measures, the mayor would like to see to it that those businesses lose their water, their power, maybe even their roofs. After the mandate went into effect yesterday, he did talk about tearing down buildings under certain circumstances. As for those places which can't have at-home workforces, he says employers need to make certain their people keep at least 6 feet away from each other. Well, beaches in Duval County are closed due to coronavirus, but in St. Johns County, you can still go to the beach, you just can't park there. They closed the lots to try to cut down on large crowds. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Great news, folks. The Lighthouse Retirement Hour is finally available everywhere you listen on this great radio station Saturday and Sundays, or grab the iTunes podcast, the Spotify podcast, iHeart podcast, and coming soon to every device where you can say Siri or Alexa. If you love the combination of timely investing news, great conservative politics, you're going to love this show no matter how you listen. Get all the links on my website, lighthouseretirement.com.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Since there's really not a lot going on with traffic right now, Elizabeth called to share some good news.
I thought some good news would be, I actually am the vice president of marketing and product for Girl Scouts of Gateway Council, and I'm actually hiring 3 people. Everything from a director to coordinators.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Reach out to Girl Scouts of Gateway Council. And if you see anything or hear any good news that's happening, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
A mix of sun and clouds today. The high will be 89, partly cloudy tonight with a low of 66. Right now it's 71 degrees. And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is being criticized for not moving quickly enough to stop the spread of the coronavirus in Florida. Florida's unemployment claims are increasing. And the state has suspended jury trials and other in-person court proceedings through April 17th.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Always enjoy reading your emails, Ed, at WBOB.com. Also, download the radio app, put it on your smartphones, your Android phones. Listen to us anywhere you would like. Just go to WBOB.com. Free. There is no charge, no pop-ups. Just go to WBOB.com. Let's continue on with the news. Sit back, enjoy it. I promise you, very fast-paced, very entertaining. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. We're going to get to a lot of news. Florida contends with soaring jobless claims. Uh-oh, can you have a balance of both? Dealing with an economic disparaging out there, with health disparities out there, can you not have a balance? We'll get to that in a moment. New study says that the U.S. is more prepared for a pandemic than any other country out there. Florida jury trials to remain suspended. Roger, I know you got a court date coming up. I'm kidding out there. Florida jury trials to remain suspended all the way through April the 17th. Some of you have been asking about that. Suspension of jury trials and other in-person court proceedings, again, will not take place until the middle of April out there. Here's another big story. The Attorney General, one of our girls, Ashley Moody. We love Ashley Moody. Guess what? Florida's going to quarantine all of you that are on airlines coming from New York and New Jersey. Here's the clip.
How will you track them to make sure they do?
Well, wait, not that one. That was the other one here. Well, no, let's go ahead and play that one. Here was the one where she says that, hold on, I got that clip. Here she says how they're gonna follow all of these that are coming into the state of Florida.
How will you track them to make sure they do?
Well, we have deployed resources to the airports. They're making sure those that are coming in from those areas are informed. They're determining where they will be. And, you know, there is teeth to the executive order. You know, if they violate the executive order, they face a second degree misdemeanor. So this is very serious. As you know, Governor DeSantis.
What do you think about all that, Raj?
Well, you know what? If you're coming in from, you know, they say that New York City right now is as bad as Italy and China right now. I think to protect the people of Florida, you got to to do what you got to do.
You got to do. So let me get to the clip of where this is all coming. I think this was done through. Let me pull the clip here because I want to get to the unemployment things here. Mm-hmm. Here's the clip that we were talking about. She was on with Neil Cavuto's Your World here. So we got the clip.
An executive order in place now here in Florida by Governor DeSantis that says if you come down here from New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and you fly in, you will have to self-quarantine for 14 days. We know that we're seeing the coronavirus really taking hold in the New York area, and Governor DeSantis has taken decisive action to make sure he keeps Floridians safe.
Listen, let's be honest. You can't track them all down. You don't have enough enforcement.
Well, they could have people waiting at the airport. You know,
how many going to have? How many know he's going to look at the list? Everything's going to come around.
Well, they could be at the gate. You know, or the
What about private plates? What about people that drive through? How are you going to stop that? I'm just a realist, man.
Amtrak, Megabus, and Greyhound's also something you have to look at. Yeah,
Florida Democrats. Here's Debbie Mercalso Powell. I know that she was on Skype. She is throwing along with other Democrats, claiming that the Republican governor hasn't done enough to stop the spread of the coronavirus.
So this morning I sent a letter to Governor DeSantis asking him to put a stay-at-home order for the entire state, just like what you were saying.
She says, and among other Democrats, the governor needs to put in place a stay-at-home order throughout the state.
Not conduct this, try to control this pandemic and the spread of the virus here in the state of Florida by conducting patchwork solutions. We need to start being proactive, not reactive.
She says we need to start being proactive instead of reactive. You support the statewide, kind of like a self-quarantine, right?
I never really have supported a statewide. I've supported a nationwide shutdown to cut it down because people can travel from
one state
to the next.
If they don't do it nationwide, why wouldn't you support statewide?
Because people could travel from another state and reinfect everybody who just stayed home for no reason. That's the thing.
Well, wait, why don't we just call the National Guard and put them all over the borders? That way we can stop them coming from Florida.
Yeah, had we known that in advance, we probably should have.
This is what the governor said he's been doing.
So I spoke today with the mayors from Fort Lauderdale and Miami Beach. And I think what they're doing by imposing the curfews, what they're doing for the beach access to try to basically effectively pull the plug on these big spring break gatherings, I think is the right way to go. We have asked to not have gatherings over 250.
Hey, but listen, whether you agree with the governor or not, and I'm not a fan, and he's a fan of the show, and we like him a lot. I haven't supported the restaurant shutting down and the bars. That's what's just killing the economy. What he is doing, and I'm not necessarily agreeing with many of the mayors from Jacksonville to South Florida, putting their own curfew like in Orange County from 11 to 5, because it's symbolistic. If you wanted to really curb this, you would shut it all down, but they're not doing that. Why? So what I'm getting at is we're shutting down rafting on waterways. I don't agree with any of this. Having said that, if you're going to let this happen, if you're going to, the governor's saying, I'm going to let some of these cities do it. Isn't that the right way?
Yeah. Especially if you have a bigger problem in Miami-Dade and other areas in South Florida and no problem hardly at all in the Western Panhandle. So it makes sense to, address the problem where it's occurring.
Florida's jobless claims are rising. State reporter Mike Vasilenda.
Rising unemployment has traditionally been predictable. Until now. Calls to the reemployment hotline are up tenfold in 2 weeks. Wait times are now running 3 hours if you can get through. The governor has suspended requirements that you must be actively looking for a job to receive compensation. The maximum payout is $275 a week for up to 12 weeks. And because the economy has been so good for so long, the trust fund has enough cash to pay out over 14 million weeks of unemployment benefits.
I thought that was a typo. 14 million weeks have enough money to fund all of that out there? This is what the governor said of the rising unemployment numbers.
21,000 unemployment claims yesterday, 18,000 the day before.
Man, that number's going higher up than the epidemic of those getting with the coronavirus out there. But there are job listings still going on in the state of Florida.
And there are jobs in Florida, several hundred thousand posted on the state website. Jim McShane of Career Service Florida says the virus is creating new opportunities.
The healthcare workers, they need more workers. And so there's going to be a lot of quick training, trying to get people into that. I looked on the job demand today, and there's everything from maintenance people to you name it.
So Florida still does have some job listings out there. As we reported earlier this week, Fox News' Robert Sherman reports that the tourism is going to take a huge hit.
Over 100 million people visit Florida every year. But with coronavirus fears building around the country, tourist attractions like Disney World, Universal, spring training, and many beaches are shut down. Tourism is the backbone of the state's economy. The latest figures from 2017 show the industry brings in $85.9 billion statewide. In the short term, Florida continues to hurt. Numbers show that Orlando is the single most visited city in the entire country. But on days like today, tourist spots like International Drive are almost empty.
So here's the question. So you support a nation. Why not just support a statewide quarantine then?
Because you can't stop travel between states. My thinking is not quarantine people for the sake of doing it. Let's end the thing, and then in 2 weeks, everybody is cured, and we won't have a coronavirus problem in America.
I can't worry about everybody else. I have to worry about Florida. Why would you not put a quarantine
because
on Florida?
Because there's no way of stopping people coming in from Georgia, Alabama, and the other parts of the country if they haven't done the same thing.
But the problem with the quarantine is the coronavirus is people locally, not coming from up north, people locally.
Right.
Why would you quarantine all of them?
Well, because we don't know who has it. That's the thing.
That's the point. So if you can't do it nationwide, why not do it at least mitigate what's going on locally then? Why wouldn't you support that?
It would probably mitigate it to some extent, but it wouldn't eliminate it to the extent that a nationwide one would do for a brief period of time.
Wait.
And then
you think it'll eliminate it? You think it'll completely eliminate it?
It would come close to it. Absolutely, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because no one would be out infecting each other for 2 weeks, and by that time, everything would have died down.
That doesn't happen with the flu now, does it?
We don't quarantine for the flu.
That's right. But we quarantine otherwise. But you think tell me where quarantine's worked. Show me in history. Look it up.
I'd have to do some homework. I don't know.
Have we ever had a full-blown quarantine?
I don't think we have.
Okay, let me state this one more time.
Okay.
Some of you, respectfully, are in a fantasy world.
As we're the path we're going right now, this
could
end up lasting for months, if not a year or more.
So how many deaths do we have going into Wednesday down to Thursday? How many deaths? With a couple days, it was 18. Now it's only 20.
Statewide or nationwide?
Statewide.
Statewide, yeah.
It's not as big as... Now, they keep telling me it's coming.
Right.
It's coming. All right. Hey, by the way, the top states that have reported more than 1,000 cases. Number one, New York. 25,600, almost 26,000 cases, 210 deaths. New Jersey, 2,800. Almost 2,900, 27 deaths. California, 2,300, 43 deaths. Washington State, 22, 111 deaths. Florida, 1,400 cases and only 20 deaths. Illinois, 1,200, 12 deaths. Louisiana, 1,200, 35 deaths. Georgia, over 1,000 with 26 deaths. So
I think DeSantis has done a tremendous job considering.
Interesting. Well, I don't like to shut down the job, so we'll talk about a lot of that coming up next. Coming up also next, we're going to give you a list of companies that are still hiring. Some of you are looking for jobs. They're out there. The question is, would it mitigate of us going possibly, well, we're already in a recession. How deep will it go? So we'll have a lot of this. I just think we're just inconsistent with a lot of these things. We just need to do it. We're going to tinker around or not do it at all. So, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, 904-831-0600. 904-831-0600. Here's some questions I like to ask you. Does any of these gas emissions, certain type of hiring with gender neutrality, all this other nonsense, what about the issue of the performing arts? What about the issue of unions, $15 hour minimum wage? I'm asking you, how is this related to economic relief for the coronavirus? Is it economic relief? Number one, that's the question. Number two, stimulus now is overall up to $6 trillion, according to the White House. What should it be? If you had an idea to turn things around, what would be, you think, hey, Ed, I think this would do it. What would your view be? 904-831-0600, 831-0600. What is your view? What would be the quickest way to turn around the economy? Would it be instant tax cuts? Would it be instant tax cuts with government injection of money as a stimulus? Or let's just do stimulus and they maybe will look at tax cuts. How about that? And by the way, did Governor Ron DeSantis move too slow or too quick in order to, quote, stop the spread of the coronavirus? Oh, by the way, some of you, what is your view now? The numbers have still not jacked up like many people thought it was going to be. And why would you go for a nationwide quarantine? Why not go for a statewide quarantine? If the majority of people among your listening area were told that we shouldn't have it, or, you know, if we all hear it locally, then no one's traveling. So if no one's traveling, why would we worry about that? I'm just saying, why not just have a statewide quarantine? And do you believe that would work? Roger says it'll work. By the way, it's not 2 weeks now. Now it's going into 3. 3 to 3.5 weeks. I told you the numbers weren't going to be consistent. 904-831-0600. Love to hear your views right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
We have our usual traffic at NAS Jax. Just add a couple extra minutes. And if you see anything on the roads or you hear any good news that's happening right now, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-7233.
A mix of sun and clouds today and a high of 89. This evening, partly cloudy. The low tonight drops to 66. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and/or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
Planning a trip but want to avoid the airlines? Fly private on your next trip. Boomerang Air Charter has a cost per seat similar to business class and gives you your own private aircraft. Direct, nonstop service to more than 5,500 airports across the country. Avoid crowded airport terminals. Eliminate high-touch screenings at TSA checkpoints. Learn more about Boomerang Air Charter at flyboomerang.com. Fly Boomerang, out and back fast.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. You've heard me talk about the Rolex my grandfather gave me for graduating from college, but there's something else you need to know about Rolex watches from an official Rolex jeweler for over 60 years. If you own a Rolex, probably today more than ever before, if you need that Rolex serviced, you should only visit an official Rolex jeweler. In North Florida, there are four, with Underwoods 3 stores and Mayors has one. Anybody else claiming to work on Rolex has no direct access to parts, and the use of non-authentic Rolex parts jeopardizes your Rolex from both an authenticity and a value standpoint. At Underwoods, we have state-of-the-art Rolex repair shops, both designed and outfitted by Rolex and staffed by Rolex watch technicians trained by Rolex. And best of all, our shop is on-premise, so your Rolex will never leave Jacksonville, and our Rolex repairs carry a 2-year warranty. At Underwoods, in San Marco, Avondale, and the shops of Pontevedra.
We here at J. David Tax Law wanted to let our community know that we are here to help individuals and businesses with tax debt issues during the coronavirus event. The United States government has issued a $1 trillion economic stimulus package. The IRS has been tasked with collecting an unprecedented amount of tax debt to fund this historic initiative. If you owe a tax debt, there are new programs available that can help reduce or eliminate your IRS or sales tax burden. These programs expire on July 15th, 2020. So if you have federal or sales tax debt, payroll taxes, bank levies, wage garnishments, tax liens, or unfiled returns, we are here for you and your family. Call J. David Tax Law now for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Greater peace of mind is only a click or a phone call away.
Financial issues with Dan Celia at 9, Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Florida's unemployment claims are increasing. The state has suspended jury trials and other in-person court proceedings through April 17th. And a new poll finds most Americans are not happy with lawmakers and their response to providing coronavirus economic relief.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
50 minutes after 6 a.m., email address ed@wbob.com, ed at WBOB.com. Always love hearing from you. 904-831-0600. 904-831-0600. Some of the big companies hiring in Florida, even the retailers are going to be scrapping their traditional hiring methods. Interesting, doesn't it? I mean, I don't need to go get a degree. So when we look at the 7-Eleven, Albertsons, Amazon. Albertsons is still around? Amazon's
going to... Out
west. CVS is going to be hiring big time for full and part time. Dollar General. They've got to hire 50,000 employees by the end of April. Domino's is hiring. Papa John's. Instacart. 300,000. They're going to need it for people to drive. Kroger. Kroger's still around?
Yeah. Georgia is huge. Yeah.
Yeah. Papa John's. PepsiCo. Pepsi's going to hire. PepsiCo, 6,000 for frontline employees. Walgreens is going to be hiring as well. So that's right. Some of you got to get that sugar fed to you if you can't get it at work. So anyways, oh man, I did about five, what do we do, about 5 miles of the bike yesterday.
Sugar, by the way, is addictive, highly addictive.
You know what? I am, this radio show is like sugar to a diabetic.
Right.
Trust me, I would know.
I backslid a couple of days ago and had a sweetened high fructose corn syrup soda, which I haven't had in forever. And I was craving them like for 2 days afterwards.
Back in the day,
back away from this stuff.
I had real quick 904-831-0600. One of my Cuban friends, back in about 2005-2006, owned a. He was a lawyer and owned a restaurant down in Cocoa Beach, and gave me what's called key lime. You like key lime pie?
Yeah.
Key lime cola. You ready for this? 40% sugar.
Wow.
They got a lot of the sugar from Cuba. And now you realize why I was diagnosed as a type 2. But that's under control. I mean, it was the bomb.
Sugar's not as bad as this high fructose corn syrup. I was like,
you're right.
It's like
by
crack.
Speaking about, real quick, before I go to Cindy, 904-831-0600. You ever notice you go to Cracker Barrel, it says sugar-free Reese's Pieces. And then when you look at the back, loaded with corn syrup. You get what I'm saying?
That took guts to say that. To call it sugar-free and then load it up with...
that's what I'm getting at. Right. Let's go to Cindy. Hey, Cindy, good morning. What's going on?
I'm going to say what a lot of people are afraid to say out loud, but we're all talking about behind closed doors. This is ridiculous. This is absolutely overreach and ridiculous. The numbers are not adding up. There may be so many tested that are positive. They're not in the hospital. The majority of the people are going to survive this. And I'm sorry, there are going to be some that are going to die. But to decimate an entire economy, put us into a depression, that's worse.
Yeah. Go ahead, Cindy. Go ahead.
Don't think that Trump's base doesn't know what they're doing. We know that this is all about not getting him elected. So we're not stupid.
I mean, I get where you... hey, Cindy, thank you for the comment. It's good to hear you. I'm not into the conspiracy. Even some of my close friends think this is all a hoax and blah, blah, blah. I think it is overblown right now because of other pandemics and epidemics. Right. Having said that, I was on believe it or not, I was doing a lot of work yesterday, even with all the time off, and I was on Facebook.
From home.
Yes, from home. and I'm just blown up to Facebook. Because, folks, you know when it's opinion. We preface it. But the facts that we present on this radio show are indisputable. As a bit of years as a reporter,
right.
I have to lay out facts. You mess up once, you get called out. We're not like the other press where they like the New York Times. If they mess up, they reprint a retraction or an apology. It's like page 16. You'll catch this on a 15-page newspaper. Get what I'm saying? But the people in South Florida. I said, you guys want to cause a Great Depression? Oh, they all deleted me. I mean, I wasn't on their face. They all just blocked me. They said, you must be some Trump guy. I'm like, guys, I was agreeing. Folks, I know some of mine in the conservative aisle are a little intolerant. The left is 20 times intolerant.
Yeah.
Trust me. Let's go to Joe. Hey, Joe, good morning. What's going on?
Oh, not much. I got a quick break to where I can call.
Wait. Quick break. Are you working?
Yes, sir. Every day.
Okay.
I deliver paint.
Oh, wow.
Roger, his idea of a two-week, complete nationwide two-week shutdown.
Right.
It wouldn't work.
Why not?
Well, it takes 14 days for everything to basically show up. So you would no more than be coming out of quarantine, you'd have more cases. You'd really have to shut everything down for 30 to 45 days.
That long? Huh.
But for everything to cycle through.
Would people show symptoms after 14 days?
That's a good question.
Because if they're showing symptoms, we can identify them, and then, bam, they can be taken care of, and everybody else can go back to work. My thinking is if we go down the current path, we're going to be dealing with this for possibly a year or longer. If we do 2 weeks, we're back to work, and everything is back to normal, we would have to watch our borders and not let anybody into the country unless they're doing it also, but then it's no way to enforce that, so... I just want to deal with it as quickly as possible. Yes. And I understand that in theory it may be a good idea. Practically, it probably would never
Joe,
work.
Joe, Roger thinks we live in Utopiaville. Nothing's going to happen.
You have to look at past epidemics.
Right.
They've never, ever shut the country down that I know of.
Wow. That's a good, yeah.
In today's economy, it would crush the entire world.
Yeah. Joe, thanks for the call, man. Delivering still, man, I'm glad you're still working out there. You cannot prevent viruses. And by the way, all of these predictions, they still can't get them right. They weren't right about the swine flu. They weren't right about some of the other flus out there as well. They tell you, by the way, they even the CDC numbers, get a flu shot. Folks, you can still catch the flu.
Yeah.
Big time. So, 56 minutes. Good. Hey, Joe, good to hear from you, man. And where are we at? Coming up on 7 o'clock, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Since there's really nothing going on in traffic at the moment, let me tell you something good that's going on. Nana Teresa's Bake Shop in Fernandina Beach gave away 150 fresh loaves of bread. And they even made deliveries to the elderly, totally for free. If you see anything on the roads or hear any good news that's happening, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
A mix of sun and clouds today and a high of 89. This evening, partly cloudy. The low tonight drops to 66. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, where the weather conditions are perfect for one crop, cotton. My bed sheets are ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. They come in a variety of colors, and now for a limited time, when you use your promo code, I'll give you my best offer ever. Buy one set of my Giza Dream Sheets and get another set absolutely free. I guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
For limited time, go to MyPillow.com. When you buy a set of Giza Sheets, Mike will give you a set of Giza Sheets for free when you use promo code WBOB or call 800-950-9024 and give them promo code WBOB for this fantastic offer.
Hi, folks. This is Martin Parlato of Lighthouse Retirement. We've been together now for more than 10 years on the radio, and I know this has you guys scared to death, but don't panic. Here's the plan. From now until the virus is cured, we're going to create daily podcasts that you can subscribe to for free by going to LighthouseRetirement.com and clicking the radio show tab. Then just go to LighthouseRetirement.com, complete the contact request form. I'll send you an invitation to register for our amazing Gemini private client portal as a guest. And for a limited time, you can receive my daily client updates and access to our private client and public service webinars. Because I know your advisor didn't call you today. And when this is over, you can consider becoming our next great client. Let's all pray for our president and let's try and protect what we've worked so hard to build. Let's do this together.
904-831-0600, 904-831-0600. We got a lot of guests lined up for you. The government says they're going to spend a total of $6 trillion to get this economy going. Is that overkill? Do we need to do it? What do you think? What would the number? How would you turn the economy around? Do we need, some say, some are emailing me this morning, we need government money and tax cuts. What's your balance? 904-831-0600, Talk Radio, WBOB.